You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Property developer and Memorial Parks owner Calgro M3 swung to a full-year profit in the year to February, but the company opted to keep dividends on ice. Yet again, we've got Vikas Latakhan, the CEO of Calgro M3, joining the market update to get into the numbers. Vikas, thanks so much for your time. Let's begin with the restoration of profits this time around from a loss last year. What drove the turnaround?
Yeah, thank you. Good afternoon to all our listeners. Yeah, I think the turnaround's been coming for a while. The listeners might remember that Calgro's challenges haven't started when COVID started. The 2-3 years before that, we quite had a challenging time with land invasions and the like. So we then took a hard look at the business, said, what do we specialize in? What are we good at? What are we not good at? And we've opted to close our internal construction division. And then what we've done is we basically reverted back to being residential developers as such, and of course Memorial Parks as well. So we focus on open market or the man on the street sales, this typical 500,000 rand just above, just below market. And that's what's driven revenue. And then of course the opting out of construction, and through all that and various other initiatives, we managed to get our GP margin back above 20%. And we managed, even though revenue increased more than 50%, our administrative expenses only increased 3%, also lower interest due to the debt levels being a lot lower, which resulted in, we can say, our third highest ever headline earnings per share number.
Mm. So would you then say that this kind of growth is sustainable, this kind of profit growth, just given the fact that you do highlight that you've moved or removed quite a bit of the risk from the company by checking out of the construction division?
Okay, let me answer it simplistic. Growth is sustainable. Is it sustainable at 50%? No, it's not. We're very positive and confident that the company will keep on growing. But that's not only the financial effects. I think that if you look at our slogan, building legacies, changing lives, everything we do, how we try and uplift people, how we now increase lifestyle, even our complexes below 500,000 rand sales prices, sport fields, clubhouses, various amenities. So there's a big drive to uplift lifestyle. We always said we don't build houses. A house is a roof over your head. A home is a lifestyle choice. And that's what we're focusing on, and that's why we believe it's very, very sustainable. Even though you might see interest rate increases, and I think that's the first question people have is, but what if interest rates go up? Remember, if you buy a house for 500,000 rand, your typical bond installment is roughly 3,600 rand. 1% interest rate increase or 100 basis points equate to 313 rand, which is still stomachable in that market, and that's where we focus.
Mm. Why then the decision not to pay dividends again?
I think we're positive, but we still trade with caution. Let's rather have a slightly lazier balance sheet. Let's reduce debt even further. Let's sit with ample cash flow to continue to serve the market and to continue to fund this growth without just gearing up again. I think what lots of companies do, and let's look at Calgro, we've paid those school fees back in the 2013, 14, 15 years. You keep ramping up. Because you keep driving revenue, you need more cash flow. Where do you get the cash flow from? You go and borrow more. And then you start overgearing and overburdening the balance sheet. And when the cycle turns on you, you run into trouble. That's what happened to us. We now say, let's build a lazy balance sheet and then grow from a lazy balance sheet, which is way more sustainable to the investment market as well. Because even if there's a down cycle, we won't have the same trouble we had previously.
Mm-hmm. So how long are you sticking to the strategy of a lazy balance sheet? To put differently, when do you see dividends being resumed again?
Yeah, it's a difficult question. I think we're currently in a place where if you asked me 6 months ago, would we ever see a war again? I would have said no. In fact, I would have betted a lot of money in it. Currently, due to that war, there's many African countries that start seeing low volumes of food. We sit in a country which has been rattled with political pressure and there's more policy uncertainty for a while. So from where we sit, we'll most probably for the foreseeable next year or two have this policy, but we're revisiting it on an ongoing basis. So when things become clearer, when things become more stable, it might even be revisited next year. But at this stage, we will only revisit it and start paying dividends when we believe we've got sufficient capital allocation perspective, working capital, risk capital as well as growth capital.
So there's quite a bit of excitement, an exciting tone that does come from your statement just regarding the opportunities in the period ahead. So starting off with the residential division of your business, where you do cite over 24,563 opportunities in your residential portfolio. Unpack that for us. I mean, what are these opportunities? Where will these opportunities be?
Yeah, so there's mostly Johannesburg and Cape Town. We tend to focus there, and that's where 66% of the housing market is. I think if you look at the 24,600, about 4,600 just over of that is currently under construction and should materialize in the revenue in the next year. And just remember, we, from an accounting perspective, our revenue and our cash generation is very much aligned. We almost account on a cash basis, and that's how we have written our policies. And then the other 19,980 will be over the next 3 to 5 years rolled out. But what we're really excited about is 50,000 opportunities, which is not on that pipeline. You'll see it's the extra leg to that. And that's the Frankenwald project, which is basically the property next to Alexandra between the M3 and the M1 in Johannesburg, which will bring integrated affordable housing to the doorstep of Sandton, which brings our take-up total pipeline to 50,000 opportunities. But also, if you look at our Memorial Park business, we always said that's a more stable side of the business, less lumpy, and that's already the free cash flow on that, paying for 72% of the group administrative expenses. Now, the drive or the goal in the short to medium term is that Memorial Park's cash flow generation is good enough to pay all administrative expenses plus interest. And interest, of course, as I said earlier, is on the way down, so that will also help. And Memorial Park's pipeline went from 56,000 crores to more than 100,000 growth with the addition of the Bloemfontein Memorial Park. So also there's big growth opportunities.
Mm. So what's happening here? People are preparing adequately for death, put simply? Because just looking at the burial opportunity cited in the year that was, so 2,324 we're talking, and this is up from 1,769 in 2021. And I wanted to ask, in terms of COVID-19, what you were seeing in your business here, and whether you were seeing a reduction in COVID-19 related cases or burials, as we have seen with the subsequent variants of the virus from Delta, that proved to be less deadly.
Yeah, there was definitely a decrease in COVID burials, but as you just noted, our burials for the year have been up, so we are gaining some market share. But our market share in the areas we operate is still under 2%. So there we see a lot of growth opportunities. And we're also trying to have products for the lower LSM. You'd remember when we launched this business model, we launched it to 25,000 rand a grave. We're already at 13,000 rand a grave. So with different product offerings, of course. Mm. So I guess your question was more in terms of where do we see our clients? Are the people preparing? There's two types of traditional clients in this business. The one is a family of someone their loved one has passed away, and they arrive at our park and they mourn, and we assist them through that process, and they need a grave immediately. And they need a dignified burial. And there's a lot of funeral directors done. It's such a cultural thing. And there's a lot of funeral directors done over the last few years to restore the dignity in the burial process. But very little has been done towards the burial space. And due to crime, due to lack of budgets, I think our cemetery in South Africa is generally not well maintained. And what we're providing is a tranquil, dignified burial place, as well as a secure place. So you should be able to visit the grave of your loved ones over and over. It's been a better condition than when you left it. And secondly, you must know that whoever visits, you or your family is safe. The other client that also goes is typically our best marketing, of course, is people that attend funerals. It says, "Oh, this is what I need. This is so different from what we generally see." And then they start buying and they do pre-sales. And our pre-sales and our on-demand burials where someone has passed away and they need a grave immediately is roughly 50-50.
Mm.
in that.
Mm. Just circling back to the opportunities in the residential portfolio where you are building a whole lot more homes. I mean, as you did cite the war in the Ukraine, the implications of that has, of course, been higher costs for everything. The input of raw materials, energy costs, electricity costs even. So how much more is it going to cost you to build these homes? How much more will your tenants or those who even buy have to pay compared to when the price pressures now coming from the Ukraine war, but also, I suppose, before the pandemic, compared to when those price pressures kicked in?
You know, the country we see is very much inflation, or even below inflationary increases. We're seeing increases year on year currently of roughly 4.3 to 4.5%. Which is below the South African inflation rate. So we don't believe that's got an impact on affordability. As I earlier commented, what concerns us more and something to keep a watching eye on, I think there's many ways of managing it, is interest rate increases. Because unfortunately, the people who buy our homes do take a full 20 to 30 year bond. And that's why I commented it's roughly 313 rand a month for 1% or 100 basis point increase. So we also believe that that impact is manageable through all of this. So at this stage, we don't see much pressures from that. Where we do see rather apply caution is to say how the world's going to react if you see a world recession environment and then say, but hang on, now the clients fall because we're an emerging market, because of economic pressures, so African businesses start coming under pressure, they're starting retrenchments, and now there's just less clients who can afford to buy a home.
All right.
And that's more where our caution comes in.
All right. Okay, noted. Thanks so much, Vikas, for clarifying that. Vikas Latohan, the CEO of Calgrow M3.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.